Shannon Jarrett keeps a photo of her grandmother on her desk.
And she's the reason that I do what I do today.
Jarrett is Associate Professor of Human Development at Virginia Tech. She says her work as director of the Intergenerational Center here is her dream job.
You know, my siblings and I gave my grandmother a reason to get out of bed every morning, and she made us better people because of the time that we got to spend with her. You know, leaving something of oneself behind. And that's especially poignant when you talk about our client population, because these are adults who are having their freedoms and their rights taken away from them or slipping away from them on a regular basis because of the impairments that they're dealing with.
Have I told you that you are creative? A woman named Georgia O'Keeffe moved to the desert and planted, what is that?
Petals.
Twice a week, kids from the Virginia Tech Child Development Center for Learning and Research, a preschool program based at the university, get together with elders from the adjacent adult day services.
Tap has a question.
Was Georgia O'Keeffe from Georgia? Last I remember, I think she was out west.
There are other intergenerational programs at universities and community centers around the country, but this one, called Neighbors Growing Together, is the only one inside an academic department.
Every semester we will do the evaluation.
Ju Chen Chen is a third-year PhD student and the program coordinator of the intergenerational program, IG for short.
So we videotape each room and each groups, how the IG goes, and then weekly we also have the meeting, and then everybody will review the videotape and then kind of discuss how this activity goes.
Have I told you that you are smart? A man named...
Albert?
Lincoln.
Einstein.
Einstein turned pictures in his mind into giant inventions in science with energy and light.
Let's see what our friends know about Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein had a theory that light is very fast. And the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second.
Faster than my car goes.
Tim Mowry is a former electrical construction engineer from upstate New York who now lives in Elliston.
I was always working, and when I finally got Alzheimer's, it slowed me down. And I started appreciating what I was missing. And this place is great for people like me. It's great for the schools doing this.
Sitting Bull was a Sioux medicine man
who healed broken hearts and broken promises. It is fine that we are different, he said. For peace, it is not necessary for eagles to be crows.
I'm Robbie Harris.
Though he was put in prison, his spirit soared free on the plains, and his wisdom touched the generations forever.